Dictation for Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A, Bellinger, B-E-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, March 164. Tanya was discharged from rehabilitation. I took care of her in the hospital, ALMA, A-L-M-A, dialyzed. 1-2 days after, developed atrial fibrillation, admitted to Midland. Medications were adjusted, beta blockers, antiarrhythmics, anticoagulation. She has end-stage renal disease from diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Recent prolonged admission hospital and rehabilitation for syncope. At that time, there was no arrhythmia, no structural heart abnormalities, normal thyroid adrenal gland function. We changed midodrine from on dialysis to 3 times a day, and that's helping with blood pressure. She's been treated for anxiety and depression. She's now home in good spirits, prior esophageal cancer with chronic dysphagia, which is baseline, is still able to eat, no vomiting, no blood melena. Other review system is negative. Most updated medication list review. I want to highlight the addition of Eliquis, flecainide, F-L-E-C-A-I-N-I-D-E, and metoprolol. Since discharge, went to see her primary cardiologist, Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. He decreased the dose of Eliquis to 2.5 milligrams twice a day for a dialysis patient. He has no problems with beta blockers or antiarrhythmics. Today, lungs are clear. Appears regular, question mark. No edema, non-focal. Blood pressure in the 120s, 130s. She is at target weight. There is good clearance. AV fistula working well. Anemia at goal. Good levels of iron. Normal nutrition. Good control of calcium, phosphorus, PTH is in the low side. She is not on vitamin D-125 for Sensipar. Low blood pressure improve. Continue saying anxiety medications. All issues discussed with the patient. All questions answered. End of dictation.